Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shahid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Qadhimiyya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmoud Shahruddin was.
When we say Divan of Hafiz is a book of Irfan.
Maulavi claims that this Masnavi Ma'navi is the interpretation of the Quran.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an introduction into the religious and scholarly life of the most outstanding Muslim Shiite dignitaries and scholars. I'm Atar, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Fadai and Shaykh Rouhani. Shaykh Fadai, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
And Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about an outstanding Shiite figure who was famous for his struggles against Ba'ath regime in Iraq and also Zionism in Palestine. He is no one but martyr or shaheed Sayyid Abbas al-Musawi. Shaykh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. Give us some details about the early life biography and the education of Sayyid Abbas al-Musawi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sayyid Abbas al-Musawi was born in 1952 in a city called Nabi Shayf, which is located in Baalbek, Lebanon. In 1966, in a city called Sur, he actually got familiar with Imam Musa Sadr, one of the other great outstanding figures in Lebanon. And of course, Imam Musa Sadr recommended him to go to Hawza Ilmiya, whose name was Ma'had al-Darasat al-Islamiyya.
Yes.
And he started his Hawzawi or seminary kind of educations and learnings in that Hawza al-Ilmiya. And then in 1967, due to the continuation of his studies, he moved to Najaf al-Ashraf. And actually, after studying there for levels of studies like Hawzawi kind of lessons,
yes.
Then, of course, he took part into the lessons of Sayyid Ayatollah Khoui and yes. Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Sadr.
Yes.
And then, of course, he got more familiar with Shahid Sadr, and also step by step, he got again familiar with the other great scholars and figures of Lebanon, like Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah and the other Lebanese kind of scholars in Hawza al-Ilmiya.
That's all right. Okay. So Sheikh Fadai, Sayyid Abbas al-Musawi, we can say, started his education in Najaf in Iraq. And I think that the ideas of and the thoughts of Sayyid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr had direct effect on him in order somehow to be interested in the political Islam and also the establishment of a kind of Islamic government. That's why when he's back in Lebanon, now he's very much active in the political scene of Lebanon. Am I true?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, as you mentioned, he visited Shahid Sadr, Muhammad Baqir Sadr, Ayatollah Sadr, and Imam Khomeini in Najaf. At that time, Najaf was the main center of Hawza Ilmiya all around the world. Of course, even now, this Hawza exists as well. But now we can say that Hawza of Qom is more powerful than Hawza of Najaf. But at that time, the main Hawza was Najaf. And in that city, a lot of scholars had classes teaching different students from various countries.
Yes.
But there were two different scholars and teachers there in Najaf at that time. One of them was Shahid Muhammad Baqir Sadr, and the other one was Imam Khomeini.
Yes.
The difference was that both of them had a revolutionary kind of thought.
Yes.
And both of them were theorists. Mm-hmm. They were not just kind of scholars who just copied the theories of the previous scholars and just teach it to other ones.
Yes.
They had no ideas in the different field of study, and as I told you, they were revolutionaries in their idea.
Okay.
Both of them tried to establish an Islamic state. So, first of all, with Sheikh Mohammed Bagher said, as he was his professor,
yes,
he could affect Sayyid Abbas Mousavi, and after that he got familiar with Imam Khomeini.
Yes.
These two figures could form the characteristics of Sayyid Abbas Mousavi.
Yes.
And yes, we can say the first cause for this movement in Lebanon and Palestine, the first cause was Ayatollah Sadr. And after that, was completed by getting familiar with Imam Khomeini.
Okay. We know that the late Imam Khomeini on that time was concerned with his theory of Velayat al-Faqih. At the same time, Shahid Assad, through his books, was concerned with, for example, the book Islamuna or Iqtisaduna, you know. And this na at the end of the words refers to something which belongs to Muslim, we can say Islamic thoughts.
Suffix na means the real Islam.
Islam, that's right.
Not something which is common in all times.
Okay, that's right. And they were, after, as you said, a kind of independent system of thought, and Abbas al-Mousawi was nurtured under such ideas and thoughts. But Sheikh Rouhani, we'll get back to you, Sheikh Fadai, for more details about his life. As I said, when he is back to Lebanon, he starts his struggles and some of his struggles in Lebanon, especially the political ones. Give us a picture about the political arena of Lebanon on that time. How was it like?
You know, it seems that the people of Lebanon were at that time deprived of enough kind of facilities. They were suffering from poverty, particularly the Shiite people in Lebanon. As a scholar, of course, he first of all actually paid attention to these problems that the people of Lebanon suffered at that time.
Yes.
So you know that any kind of political movement, it is first of all for meeting the demands of the society. When your people are suffering from different kind of problems, so as a Muslim scholar, he has this duty to actually try to solve these problems of the people. That's why they, together with some of the youth in Lebanon, they actually established a group of, let's say, resistance, we can say, who started to start resistance against Israel, because they were of the view that these lots of these kind of political, economic, and social problems that the people of Lebanon suffered from. So the main cause was in Israel, and that's why they started the resistance, which was supported by people of Lebanon, and it led to establishment of Hezbollah, this party that later became the great political party in Lebanon.
Yes.
So of course, it was established by this Sayyid Abbas Mousavi and after Subhi Tufayli, who was the first Secretary General of the Hezbollah. He took this position and became the Secretary General or the leader of this political movement in Lebanon.
That's all right.
اللهم تقبل منا بيعتنا يا الله.
Of course, the main look and the perspective of the first and the second secretary generals of the Hezbollah were absolutely different, because some of them believed, we can say, in reconciliation with the Israeli powers, but the other ones are struggling against them. Sheikh Fadai, let's get to his selection as the secretary general of Hezbollah. How did it take place? And what were his main achievements during the deputyship of Hezbollah on that time?
You know, as my brother mentioned before, Sayyid Abbas Mousavi, Sheikh Subhi Tufayli had this position, yes. But due to some problems in his ideas, because he, we can say, some kind of believe in having conciliation with enemy,
yes.
Which is not the real belief in Islam.
Yes.
In Islamic idea, we should be careful about how to define the term enemy, but after this definition, we don't have any reconciliation. The only thing is fighting with enemy. You know, when the enemy is something like Israel, the yes. fake regime of Israel, yes. if someone has even a little information about Israel, he can understand that there isn't any reconciliation with them. They just want to destroy everything. And Sayyid Abbas Mousavi realized that from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Maybe now it is easy to understand what yes. is the identity of Israel. But at that time, for example, about 40 or 50 years ago, it was not so obvious for all people.
Yes.
Sayyid Abbas Mousavi at that time realized that the only relationship with Israel mm-hmm. should be war and fighting. Mm-hmm. That's it. Because they never get back. They want to destroy all the Islamic world. So it started to fight with Israel in the position of Secretary General.
Yes.
And at that time, we can say that this kind of idea to fight with Israel completely without any reconciliation, we can say that he got it from one of his professors, Sheikh Raghib Harb, and
yes.
of course, friend. Sheikh Raghib Harb, which was merited by Israeli regime some years ago, started this movement in Lebanon
mm-hmm.
to fight Israel. And Sayyid Abbas Mousavi tried to continue this movement. It's interesting to know that in the 8th anniversary of Sheikh Raghib, Sayyid Abbas Mousavi was merited as well.
Mm-hmm.
There was a ceremony for the okay. anniversary
yes.
of the merited of Sheikh Raghib Harb. And after this ceremony, because the Israeli regime realized the impact of Sayyid Abbas Mousavi, and
okay.
they knew that he can be, and he is the second Raghib
yes.
Harb,
yes.
They decided to kill Sayyid Abbas Mousavi. And okay. it is interesting to know that he was martyred with his
okay.
wife
okay.
as one of his child. And his wife, before her martyrdom, said, if Sayyid Abbas want to be martyr, I want to be martyr with him
mm-hmm.
together.
Yes.
And that is a real Islamic belief
okay.
in a family.
And this has been the way of the Israelis, I mean, doing assassination. Always and always, and still today, we could see that through assassination and genocide in Palestine, they are killing so many people. That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Fadai and Sheikh Rouhani. We want to finish today's program with the voice of Sayyid Abbas al-Mousavi himself speaking in Arabic language along with the English translation. Let's listen to that and then we'll finish our program. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program The Teacher on the Life Account of Sayyid Abbas al-Mousavi. For more information, visit our website at parstudy.ir, Court of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fiyaman.
Go ahead and kill us. For indeed, our nation will become more and more aware. The enemy might keep slaughtering us, yet we, who are on the path of Imam Khomeini, we believe in the principle that this Imam enacted. Go ahead and kill us. For indeed, our nation will become more and more aware.
علم